Average rents in newly registered tenancies continued to rise in the first 3 months of this year, according to the latest figures from the Residential Tenancies Board. The new figures show the average rent stood at €1,544 per month. That represents an increase of almost 9% compared to the same period last year. Roscommon saw the highest jump, with an increase of 23.7% on the average rent paid in a new tenancy compared to last year. In compiling the report, the RTB examined actual rents paid under 14,085 private tenancies which were newly registered with the board in the three-month period, January to March. The purpose of the rent index is not designed to capture rents being paid by existing tenants, but by those taking up new tenancies. The Minister for Housing, meanwhile, has designated a number of new rent pressure zones. Ennis, Kilkenny County, Limerick City and County, Waterford City and County are now designated as RPZs. Let's talk now to Anne-Marie O'Reilly, who's Advocacy Manager with the housing charity Threshold. Anne-Marie, thanks very much indeed for taking our call this lunchtime. Just to be clear, first of all, about what we're talking about here, and it's new tenancies, where even when they occur in rent pressure zones, landlords have a lot more latitude, don't they, to charge a rent that would be higher than those of existing tenancies.
In a rent pressure zone, a landlord is permitted to increase their rent once in a 12-month period, and that's capped at 2% at present. So even if the tenants, if tenants were to move out and new ones move in within the 12 months, they would still be restricted. However, what we see is what we call a de facto deregulated rents between tenancies, where some landlords do take it as an opportunity to increase the rent, even though it may not be lawfully permitted.
It's lawfully permitted, I think, if the property is vacant for 2 years. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. So if it's a property that's been brought onto the market after being vacant for some time, then they can set it at what is called market rent. Yeah.
So in terms, though, of new tenancies, what is the latitude to landlords? What determines what rent they can charge?
So if it's a property that has been vacant and it's been tenanted, you know, after the 2 years, market rent, and market rent is defined as what somebody essentially is willing to pay. Now, usually outside of rent pressure zones, a landlord is required to demonstrate the market rent in an area by looking at what the rents are charged on three comparable properties. So that's how a landlord can determine the market rent. If it's a new property coming brand new to the sector, that's, you know, it's a new build, similar would apply in that instance.
So what then do these figures tell us today about what's happening in the new tenancies market?
Well, it shows that, you know, the rents are continuing to climb, and while overall it indicates some moderation, you know, like year on year the increases are moderating, these are still on high base rents. So for example, that national increase, that equals 120 more on a new tenancy compared to what a renter would have been paying the previous year on a new tenancy. And that's real money coming out of people's pockets, and it's really putting pressure on people. So overall, whether it's the 9% national figure or those higher figures you mentioned at the top of the show, these are having a real impact on renters.
The average national figure is, as I said, just under 9%. 8.9% is the actual figure, but there are some increases well above that, double-digit increases, perhaps in areas that might, parts of the country that might surprise people. Roscommon, as we said, over 23%. Waterford, over 15%. Clare, I'm looking at here, 16.6%. What's happening in terms of the regional breakdown?
Yeah, so that's something we've seen particularly since COVID, that these unusually high increases in these areas that we wouldn't have thought about as being areas of rent pressure previously, particularly across Roscommon, Longford and so on. And it all we can determine is it's a case of higher demand in the area. Now, it's unlikely to be that there's been a whole raft of new properties come into the area and the landlord's now going, well, I'm going to charge market rent. I can set this rent at whatever price I deem appropriate. So it really comes down to that pressure. So for the people in Roscommon, again, that is €120 in real money compared to what the rent would have been in Q1 2022. And in other areas, there are some unusual jumps also. So, for example, Galway County Council, a 13.4% increase, and a 15% increase in South Dublin, which is, and these are areas where we would have seen the moderation because the rent pressure zones have been in place for so long. But these, again, are quite unusual jumps in the rents.
All right. There we leave it. Anne-Marie O'Reilly from Threshold, thank you very much for that.